This is Monterey Bay Today for this Tuesday, September 1st. I'm Dylan Music. The Plaskett Fire in Big Sur has more than doubled in size over the past few days. It has reached 27,580 acres as of this morning's update and remains 1% contained. Evacuation warnings now extend into parts of northern San Luis Obispo County. In an update posted by CAL FIRE, spokesperson Neil Gamboa said the fire moved into the Los Burros Ridge area in southern Monterey County.
Crews will continue to monitor the activity moving with the Los Burros line over to the west to Highway 1.
Evacuation orders have also been issued for parts of southern Monterey County along the northern SLO County border. Highway 1 remains closed near the fire. Residents can go to readymontereycounty.org for emergency information. Fire updates are also on our website at kazu.org/fireupdates. Lawmakers have passed a bill that would make it easier for the state to go after corporations with monopolistic behavior. Laura Fitzgerald with her partner Cap Radio has more.
The bill would make it easier for California's Attorney General to bring legal cases against companies that have monopolized a market or product. California law bans two companies from joining forces to form a monopoly. This bill would allow the state to go after single monopsonistic companies too. Democratic Assemblymember Cecilia Aguiar-Curry introduced the bill.
If you make the best product or have the best business acumen, we want you to grow and succeed in California. However, if you use your power to hurt small businesses, jack up consumer prices, or leave workers with nowhere to go, that should be illegal in California.
Business groups in California's biotechnology sector fought the bill hard and ultimately succeeded in negotiating amendments to water it down. It would have allowed individuals to sue companies directly, but that provision was stripped out of the bill. It now heads to the governor's desk.
That was Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald. And that's all for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.